It's the Thursday Movie Review. This is Geoff Hopkins. Hello. If you fancy sitting in a darkened room for a couple of hours catching one of the new films that's out this week, well, I know a man who can help you decide what you should go and see. He's the broadcaster, author and film critic Mark Searby here with the pick of the films. Hello.
Hello.
All right?
Yeah, not too bad. Busy.
Busy old time at the minute. Films coming out left, right and centre. I see there's a new Baywatch film that came out on Monday. We start, though, with a movie. The premiere, actually, I think I was reading last week, was cancelled for last night because of the events in Manchester. Tell me about this film, then. Where does this fit into the universe of superheroes?
She flitted in and out of the Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice film, and she was the best thing in that film last year as well. So now she's got her own film. We won't call it a spin-off because it's much better than a spin-off. It is set in the early part of the 20th century where Amazon princess Diana meets US military pilot Steve Trevor after he washes up on the shore. After learning of the ongoing events of World War I, she leaves her home for London and to fight in the war and also discover her true power. Powers and destiny. And I think it's fair to say that obviously the film adaptations of DC Comics material have not been outstanding. Batman Superman was all right. Suicide Squad was one of the worst films of last year. Fortunately, step forward, Wonder Woman. This is possibly the best DC Comics film since Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy. What plays out first is very much like an origin story for Diana. So if you're not familiar with the character, then fear not, because there is a lot of entertaining and sometimes funny explanation of the character and obviously all the backstory. However, it's when Diana heads off to war that the film really moves up through the gears. There's this extended battle sequences of like a cacophony of audio and visual punches, not just for the bad guys, but for us watching it as well. I mean, it's like being right beside her. And the visuals are hugely impressive, but they're not over-reliant on the CG. I think all the fights fit perfectly in keeping with the tone of the film. The great thing about this is the whole franchise kind of rested on whether Gal Gadot could pull off being Wonder Woman. And it's hugely pleasing to say that she is fantastic, an outstanding performance that's not only like big and strong, but also subtle and quite smooth. And I think what's great about the film is that Gadot and the director, Patty Jenkins, never lose sight of what makes Diana Wonder Woman and vice versa. And there's a realism to the character, even though she's a little bit out of touch initially with the horrors of the Western world. By the time I left the cinema, I felt like I could rip up some trees and take on all the evil in the world. That's how pumped up this film makes you feel. Honestly, I can't wait to watch it again, and I really, really hope they get a sequel.
Okay, Wonder Woman, it is new at cinemas this week. Something completely different. We're not ripping up trees, but there are certainly plenty of ripped muscles in this. We can't call him The Rock. We have to call him Dwayne Johnson. Mm-hmm. Is among the stars. I remember Tea Time Telly back in the late 80s, early 90s. Baywatch was a staple on ITV. There's a new movie this week. Is it a spin-off, reboot, sequel? What is this?
Good question. It's very difficult to describe without giving a lot away. It is about lifeguard Mitch Buchanan, who is played by Dwayne Johnson rather than obviously David Hasselhoff, who takes against Mitch Brody, played by Zac Efron. He's a new member to the team. Collectively, the lifeguards must work together to foil a criminal plot that threatens the future of the Bay. The thing about this film is that it knew that Baywatch had become almost a parody in itself nowadays. You know, it's set out to make like a comedy version of what was a kind of a straight-laced TV show when you think about it. This comes off more like American Pie on water. It's crude, it's sexist, and it's more foul-mouthed than it actually needs to be. I mean, we all knew it was never going to remove the flesh on show, but it does feel a little bit overkill here. And also, they over-egg nearly every comedy joke or set piece. And I think the problem is that the director and the scriptwriters don't appear to have come to a conclusion as to how the film should be played. I mean, it's a film about things happening on the beach, yet we get scenes involving them at fancy dress parties and also dressing up as chefs. And then there's some cyber terrorism angle followed by being out on a boat with fireworks. It all just looks and feels as if it's a comedy crime caper rather than a tongue-in-cheek water-based comedy. I mean, I thought the casting was superb. You know, Dwayne Johnson and Zac Efron have got brilliant chemistry, especially when Johnson starts calling him by boy band names. Also, the casting of Alexandra Daddario and Kelly Rohrbach as Summer and CJ. In fact, I found them two probably the most watchable on screen, to be honest with you. The problem with the film is that it swings wildly between funny and entertaining and sexist and dull. And also, for a film based on a TV show that is known for slow-mo running on the beach, this film is surprisingly lacking in it.
Baywatch. It is new at cinemas. Well, it came out on Monday. It is here already this week. It's the Thursday movie review. We're looking at the films worth a watch over the weekend if you fancy slouching on the sofa with a pick of the DVDs. Well, an Oscar winner is out in the shops this week. Mark, tell me about The Salesman.
A teacher and his wife are participating in a production of Death of a Salesman. However, when the wife's assaulted in her new home, it leaves the teacher determined to find the perpetrator over his wife's traumatised objections. You were just saying that, obviously, this film won the Oscar for the Best Foreign Language Film earlier this year. I've got to say, it is a very dark, very devastating film. Initially, we see the newly married couple move into their new home. So there's a few jokes and a few laughs along the way, and there's a scene that this is a new start for them, basically. However, when the attack happens, that's when it changes everything in the wife's life. And living in a country where females are still oppressed, it does feel like there's no hope in sight for her, basically. She's told that there's no point reporting the crime as the Iranian authorities won't be that bothered about it, which gives off this horrible unease of any male can do anything to anyone. And I think the film makes a big point of that. And rightly so, because you do feel at one with the wife as she silently suffers through it all. Then as the husband begins to track down the assailant, the film sort of flips into a revenge drama, and we see him unsure of what he's going to do when he confronts the guy. We get this finale that is a gripping tour de force of what will happen next and how far is too far. The only thing that didn't work for me was the backdrop of the use of staging of Death of a Salesman as a play. I understood what the filmmakers were trying to do with comparing the play's themes with the real life couple, but I just don't think it came across that well. I think if you cut out the play sections of the film, it would flow better and the story wouldn't lose any importance. It is very dialogue heavy, but I never found it less than riveting throughout.
The Salesman, it is an Oscar winner. It's on DVD and Blu-ray this week. Any other big Oscar winners yet to be released on DVD? I'm trying to think there's any we haven't done.
We were talking about it the other week. Now's the time to get them all out on DVD. So if you missed it at the cinema, you can grab it on DVD.
See what the fuss is all about. Okay, anything we should be looking up for the next couple of weeks, would you say?
Next week, we've got a religious romance film called The Shack, and we've also got a remake of the Richard Burton, Olivia de Havilland gothic romance, My Cousin Rachel, this time starring Rachel Weisz. Who knows if they picked her because her name's Rachel and the film has got Rachel in the title. We don't know.
Those to come next week. Mark, thank you as always. Have a good weekend, won't you?
I will do. You too.
And we'll do more movie reviews on the Thursday movie review at the same time next week.